Today, Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Burma's democracy movement and a member of Burma's parliament, receives the Congressional Medal of Honor. Daughter of an anti-colonial general who fought British rule in the 1940s, she was educated in Britain, married a Westerner, was tragically widowed when he died of cancer, and then Suu Kyi began the long, slow journey to lead her nation away from autocratic rule, nearly dying in the process, as well as earning the Nobel Peace Prize. Aung San Suu Kyi spent 15 years under house arrest in Burma as an enemy of the military junta, but beloved of the Burmese people. And in a heroic triumph, Aung San Suu Kyi was overwhelmingly elected to the Burmese parliament last May.
It is not so much our triumph as the triumph of the people who had decided that they must be involved in the political process of this country.
But this is just the long beginning of the story of Burma in many ways. The country is opening up, just starting to democratize its military dictatorship, and the last few years of this dramatic transition has been documented by filmmaker Robert Lieberman in his new film, They Call It Myanmar. Welcome to the program, Robert.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Congratulations. And this is really a story on so many levels about identity for a nation and for a woman.
I don't know how to respond to that, frankly. I'm a little concerned because there's this kind of reckless optimism that's taking place that even Aung San Suu Kyi is talking about. Our film, They Call It Myanmar, is now, by the way, playing. It opened in Washington to sell out crowds. It's now going to open this Friday, the 21st, in New York and then Los Angeles and numerous cities. And it's selling out because people are really interested in what's going on in Burma. And the question really is, what's going on? What has changed?
And, I mean, the name is part of the identity issue. Is Aung San Suu Kyi a hero who's delivered her country, or is she basically a character who's caused this transition into something, as you suggest, that may end badly?
Well, I don't know if it'll end badly, but I think that Suu Kyi is walking a tightrope right now. I have a friend who runs a big NGO in Burma. And he said she may have made a mistake becoming a politician rather than staying essentially, you know, a moral voice like Tutu or, you know, Gandhi. By being in politics, she's going under the tent. She's in essentially the government camp. And I think you need to look at the elections. And we do this in the film. The elections, first of all, there was a referendum, a constitutional referendum, which was rigged. She was still in house arrest. The Constitution has some very interesting provisions. One of the provisions is that someone who has a family member who is not a Burmese citizen can't run for president, which guess who that means? That means Aung San Suu Kyi can't be president. Her two sons have UK passports. The government has kept 25% of the seats in parliament. They've reserved them. They can veto any constitutional changes. So the question is really, what can Suu Kyi do, who won in this by-election a landslide, but only 7% of the seats?
Yet she made this decision based on those caveats and the fact that the junta still has these controls over the government and that it is rigged. She made the decision to participate. How hard of a decision do you think that was for her? Or does she carry a kind of a poker face around with her that the turmoil within is never revealed, even to a filmmaker?
I find her very, very revealed in our film, They Call It Myanmar. She's one of the primary narrators of the film and will take you through the history of the country and her father, et cetera.
I mean, you say she's revealed in the film.
Yeah.
That means that she both recognizes the drama of this transition and her responsibility for it, but also the possibility that, it might not turn out the way she wants.
Well, the question is, will she be co-opted?
Right.
And I don't know the answer. Anybody who claims they know the future of Burma has got to be lying. There's just no predicting what's going to happen. I think that things cannot go backwards. Previously, she was released, rearrested, released, rearrested. But this is not going to happen again. I think they've gone too far down the road.
Contrast this process, slow and really behind one charismatic opposition leader, with the Arab Spring pro-democracy movement that's sort of happened in the same last couple of years. Very, very different scenario. Some would say that this incremental approach to moving from dictatorship to democracy might be better in the long run than what we've seen in the Middle East?
I can't answer that, but I can tell you that I was very surprised when Suu Kyi told me that not all the generals are evil. Some of them are reasonable. Some of them are honorable people. And that's her words, honorable people. That really surprised me.
Her dad was a general.
Of course. Yeah. So I don't think you can compare this to the Arab Spring. The Burmese are different. I think they're among the educated, they're highly intelligent. They're politically savvy. They are literate. And also, they have a wonderful sense of humor. This is not the Middle East.
What was it like to shoot in Myanmar, in Burma? It's so beautiful. And yet, the despair of what the people have endured for the last 15 years or more also has to be in sharp contrast to what you see in the background through your lens.
Well, I think you see both the beauty and the wretched poverty in Burma. But we were not trying to make a political film. In fact, I started this film by trying to make a non-political film. But of course, it became impossible. You know, the politics are everything in Burma.
On some level, is Aung San Suu Kyi, even though her heart is certainly in the right place, and she's a legitimate Nobel Peace Prize winner and pro-democracy activist, yet educated overseas, he comes from privilege in Myanmar. On some level, is she a kind of a Mitt Romney character in Burma who's out of touch with the people
Not
she's
the
trying
least.
To help?
No, this is no Mitt Romney. Aung San Suu Kyi is absolutely unique, stunning, vibrant, and incredibly honest and uncorruptible, unlike the cronies who control the resources of this very rich country. The big problem in the future is, do they suffer the resource curse?
Well, the story is told in Robert Lieberman's new film. He's the director of They Call It Myanmar, which chronicles the last how many years?
Last 2,000 years.
Last 2,000 years. Just the last 2,000 years in the evolution of Myanmar. Thanks so much.